Judges, chapter 9. And Abimelech, the son of Jerubbaal, went to Shechem, to his mother's brethren, and communed with them, and with all the family of the house of his mother's father, saying, Speak, I beg you, in the ears of all the men of Shechem, which is better for you? Either that all the sons of Jerubbaal, which are 70 persons, reign over you, or that one reign over you. Remember also that I am your bone and your flesh. And his mother's brethren spoke of him in the ears of all the men of Shechem all these words, and their hearts inclined to follow Abimelech, for they said, He is our brother. And they gave him 70 pieces of silver out of the house of Baal-Berith, whereas Abimelech hired vain and light persons which followed him. And he went to his father's house at Ophrah, and slew his brethren, the sons of Jerubbaal, 70 persons upon one stone. Notwithstanding, yet Jotham, the youngest son of Jerubbaal, was left, for he hid himself. And all the men of Shechem gathered together, and all the house of Millo, and went and made Abimelech king by the plain of the pillar that was in Shechem. And when they told it to Jotham, he went and stood in the top of Mount Gerizim, and lifted up his voice and cried out and said to them, Listen to me, you men of Shechem, that Yahweh may listen to you. The trees went forth to anoint a king over them. And they said to the olive tree, You reign over us. But the olive tree said to them, Should I leave my fatness, wherewith by me they honor Yahweh and man, and go to be promoted over the trees? The trees said to the fig tree, You come and reign over us. But the fig tree said to them, Should I forsake my sweetness and my good fruit, and go to be promoted over the trees? Then said the trees to the vine, You come and reign over us. And the vine said to them, Should I leave my wine, which cheers Yahweh and man, and go to be promoted over the trees? Then all the trees said to the bramble, You come and reign over us. And the bramble said to the trees, If in truth you anoint me to be king over you, come and put your trust in my shadow, and if not, let fire come out of the bramble and devour the cedars of Lebanon. Now, therefore, if you've done truly and sincerely in that you have made Abimelech king, and if you've dealt well with Jerubbaal and his house, and have done to him according to the deserving of his hands, for my father did fight for you, and adventured his life thus far, and delivered you out of Midian, and you are risen up against my father's house this day, and have slain his sons, 70 persons upon one stone, and have made Abimelech the son of his maidservant king over the men of Shechem, because he's your brother. If you've then dealt truly and sincerely with Jerubbaal and with his house this day, rejoice then you in Abimelech, and let him also rejoice in you. But if not, let fire come out from Abimelech, and devour the men of Shechem and the house of Millo, and let fire come out from the men of Shechem and from the house of Millo, and devour Abimelech. And Jotham ran away and fled and went to Beer, and dwelt there for fear of Abimelech his brother. When Abimelech had reigned 3 years over Israel, then Yahweh sent an evil spirit between Abimelech and the men of Shechem, and the men of Shechem dealt treacherously with Abimelech, that the cruelty done to the 70 sons of Jerubbaal might come, and their blood be laid upon Abimelech and their brother, which slew them, and upon the men of Shechem, which aided him in the killing of his brethren. And the men of Shechem sent liars in wait for him in the top of the mountains, and they robbed all that came along that way by them. And it was told to Abimelech, and Gaal, the son of Ebed, came with his brethren and went over to Shechem. And the men of Shechem put their confidence in him, and they went out into the fields and gathered their vineyards and trod the grapes and made merry and went into the house of their Elohim and did eat and drink and cursed Abimelech. And Gaal, the son of Ebed, said, Who is Abimelech and who is Shechem that we should serve him? Is he not the son of Jerubbaal and Zebul his officer? Serve the men of Hamor, the father of Shechem. For why should we serve him? If only this people were under my hand, then I would remove Abimelech. And he said to Abimelech, Increase your army and come out. And when Zebul, the ruler of the city, heard the words of Gaal, the son of Ebed, his anger was kindled. And he sent messengers to Abimelech privately, saying, Behold, Gaal, the son of Ebed, and his brethren are come to Shechem, and behold, they fortify the city against you. Now therefore, up by night, you and your people that are with you, and lie in wait in the field. And it shall be that in the morning, as soon as the sun is up, you shall rise early and set upon the city. And behold, when he and the people that are with him come out against you, then you may do to them as you shall find occasion. And Abimelech rose up, and all the people that were with him by night, and they laid in wait against Shechem in 4 companies. And Gaal, the son of Ebed, went out and stood in the entering in of the gate of the city. And Abimelech rose up, and the people that were with him, from lying in wait. And when Gaal saw the people, he said to Zebul, "Behold, there are coming people down from the top of the mountains." And Zebul said to him, "You see the shadow of the mountains, as if they were men." And Gaal spoke again, and said, "See, there come people down by the middle of the land, and another company coming along by the plain of Meoninim." And then said Zebul to him, "Where is now your mouth, wherewith you said, 'Who is Abimelech, that we should serve him?' Is not this the people that you have despised? Go out, I beg you now, and fight with them." And Gaal went out before the men of Shechem and fought with Abimelech, and Abimelech chased him, and he fled before him. And many were overthrown and wounded, even to the entering in of the gate. And Abimelech dwelt at Arumah, and Zebul thrust out Gaal and his brethren, so that they should not dwell in Shechem. And it came to pass on the next day that the people went out into the field, and they told Abimelech. And he took the people and divided them into three companies, and laid in wait in the field, and looked, and behold, the people were come forth out of the city, and he rose up against them and smote them. And Abimelech and the company that were with him rushed forward and stood in the entering of the gate of the city, and the other two companies ran upon all the people that were in the fields and slew them. And Abimelech fought against the city all that day, and he took the city and slew all the people that were in it, and beat down the city and sowed it with salt. And when all the men of the tower of Shechem heard, they entered into a hold of the house of the El Berith. And it was told to Abimelech that all the men of the tower of Shechem were gathered together. And Abimelech got him up to Mount Zalmon, he and all the people that were with him. And Abimelech took an axe in his hand and cut down a bough from the trees and took it and laid it on his shoulder and said to the people that were with him, "What you've seen me do, make haste and do as I've done." And all the people likewise cut down every man his bough and followed Abimelech and put them to the hold and set the hold on fire upon them, so that all the men of the tower of Shechem died also, about 1,000 men and women. And then went Abimelech to Thebez, and encamped against Thebez, and took it. But there was a strong tower within the city, and in there fled all the men and women, and all they of the city, and shut it to them, and got them up to the top of that tower. And Abimelech came to the tower, and fought against it, and went hard to the door of the tower to burn it with fire. And a certain woman cast a piece of a millstone upon Abimelech's head, and all to break his skull. And he called hastily to the young man, his armor-bearer, and said to him, "Draw your sword and kill me, so that men may not say of me that a woman killed him." And his young man thrust him through, and he died. And when the men of Israel saw that Abimelech was dead, they departed every man to his place. And thus Yahweh rendered the wickedness of Abimelech, which he did to his father in slaying his 70 brethren. And all the evil of the men of Shechem did Yahweh render upon their heads. And upon them came the curse of Jotham, the son of Jerubbaal. End of chapter 2.